Zayin Tishri, Sunday the 20th of September, Rabbi Yossi David, Esroigim of Shvius.
Mentioned before the topic would be try and be a Esroigim of Shvius. But before that, I'd like to give a little introduction. There's a big Yosef, a Chidah, in Siman Tafresh Chaf Hei, which brings in Elia Rava, Yezuta, to be more accurate, which he comments on the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril writes, the mitzvah letakin asuka miyad lacha yom kippurim, the mitzvah bo liyadech al tach mitzena. It's what in the Ramah. There's a mitzvah straight after Moitz Yom Kippur to deal with your sukkah. Why? Mitzvah bo liyadech al tach mitzena. So the Elia Rabba writes on this, davka lacha yom kippurim. That means don't deal with your sukkah before Yom Kippur. Obviously it wasn't in England with the rainy weather, but he says, don't deal with it before Yom Kippur. And what's my raya, says the Elia Rabba. There's a midrash which says, in Yalkut Shimoini, it's brought in Pasha Zemoyer, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Lama ano sim sukkah acha Yom Kippurim? Why do we make sukkahs after Yom? Lama oisim sukkah. It doesn't say Lama mekayimim mitzvah sukkah. You'll soon see why. Why do we make a sukkah after Yom Kippur? Perhaps there was a decree on the Jewish people to war, to go to Golus. And he brings a pasuk in Micha, Chuli, Vagochi, Batzion, Kehelida. So there's a pasuk which says that the Yiddish people are going to go to Golus to Bovel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't have to go as far as Bovel. Yeah? It'll be sufficient if you go out to Yisuka. So the Elia Rabba says, it's mashma from here, the one should not deal with the sukkah, with building a sukkah before Yom Kippur. She has to be done only after Yom Kippur, says Elia Rabba, and that's the reason why the Midrash says Lama Oisin Sukkah. Not talking about the kium of the mitzvah. It's talking about the asiyah of the mitzvah. So it means even the asiyah, the doing, not only the kium. Had we spoken about the mitzvah of Yom Tov sitting in a sukkah, the Midrash should have said Lama Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. So says Elia Rabba, the Midrash says Lama Oisin Sukkah. Means that the asiyah of the sukkah should not be done, says Elia Rabba, before Yom Kippur. Because what? You're building your golus before you're even being judged or to fix the punishment on you. You're starting your golus. It doesn't go. So he symbolically says the Elia Rabba, you should not start doing the sukkah until after. However, so some make a distinction between making the walls and putting the schach afterwards. But it seems to be the asiyah of the sukkah. The Chidah doesn't agree with him. And he says he's seen a lot of medakdikim who particular to do the tfanois, to prepare even the schach before Yom Kippur. And Moitz Yom Kippur to do something small. However, all of this is in regards of making the sukkah, based on this midrash. But dealing with the arba minim lechayra, a person should make an ishtadlus to even do that during Aser Simei Tshuva. We've got no midrash on that. But there is a midrash who says that how do we know who are the winners after Yom Kippur? It's those who come with the weapons up. And the weapons are the Dalet Minim. But it seems to be that there's an Indian, we all know the famous Ramah, which is brought down in Hilchas Kiddush Levona, which he advises people not to make Kiddush Levona, also in the name of the Ma'aril, if I'm not mistaken, not to make Kiddush Levona before Yom Kippur. Why? Because you have to be besimcha, there's Eimas Adin, people are frightened. Just gives us an idea how people used to treat Yom Kippur once. They're literally petrified, they didn't have simcha. We are walking around together thinking about sukkahs, forgetting about Yom Kippur. So the Ramah brings in the name of the Ma'aril, to delay the Kiddush Levon until Moitzei Yom Kippur. However, the Levush writes, on the contrary, we need Zchuyas. So therefore, we should be making Kiddush Levon as an extra mitzvah. We don't know if we're holding a Beinonim, no? So therefore, make it even before Yom Kippur to gain mitzvahs, pull on the scale more mitzvahs. The Chido, the Chesed Lalofim, Uchaim Palaji, the Shara Kodesh and the Meirib. His name is Rabbi Yeshua Koim from Volozhin. The Tainas, on the contrary, based on what we said before, mitzvah bo le'adech al tach mitzena, ma pitom you're going to wait for a mitzvah of Kiddush Levon until after Yom Kippur? You've got a mitzvah now coming up, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing mitzvahs, then that also should be a reason on its own right that we should make Kiddush Levon before. However, buying Dalet Minim, definitely a person should try and handle these things even today, because we don't know the Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. No, there's no chance to look for good Esrog. So people should try and make an effort to do that before, also to accumulate mitzvahs. You're going to tell me, this is only Hechsher mitzvah. How will you weigh out the scales? But we know about Moshe Rabbeinu before he was Nifter. Now what did he do, Moshe Rabbeinu? He was Az Yavdil Moshe. He separated the Aron Miklat, even though the Aron Miklat were not coiled until the six Aron Miklat and every Yarden are going to be built. The three which he did in this, the other side of the Yarden also were not coiled. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu working so hard? Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Gemara brings, and Saita, I think, the Gemara says, also a concept of mitzvah bovi adecha. You're not going to delay mitzvahs. Moshe was oyev mitzvah leizvah. Oyev kesef leizvah kesef. The Gemara says, that's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. We see, he came out of Mitzrayim. There's the Atzmas Yosef, doesn't deal with a thing. About to die, as Yavdil Moshe. So even a Hechsher mitzvah is considered a mitzvah that a person should not delay and should try and do it as quick as possible. So that's definitely when it comes to Dalet Minim. Anyway, let's go to our topic which we're discussing, which is Esroigim. All Esroigim. Shviz. Esroigim from Shviz. Moruch Hashem, today there's Shefa. There's Esroigim which come from all over the from Morocco. Almost with Shefa, beautiful Esroigim. Some people are makpid not to shake the Moroccan Esroigim. They claim the Indian of Chazon Ish had questions on it. Some people are medactic to take dafka from Eretz Yisrael Esroigim. Have a look at this. The Chemet deals in the discussion. He says it's more for Hidu mitzvah to take from Eretz Yisrael Esroigim. So this year we've got a big issue. Really, which Esrog is miyuchas, which not? Read the shir on its own. Yeah, but the Yemenite Esroigim, mamash tam piriove tzor shaveh. What the Gemara says, the tam of the period, the etz is shaveh. It's mamash got no period at all. You open them up, it's totally dry. Completely dry. Anyway, not going into that subject, but those who want to be mehadeh on the Esrog, which comes from Eretz Yisrael, especially a Yemenite Esrog, the question is, could they bring a Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael mitzad Shviz? We'll touch on the Mishnah, which the Mishnah quite clearly states. The Mishnah says, Ein moitzim shemen seifo per shvi. The Mishnah in Shvi is perek vav Mishnah hey. You're not allowed to take shemen seifo, which is truma tmea, and per shvi from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. In the meantime, we're still in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rabbi Shimon, shamati beferu shemoitzim lesuria ve'en moitzim lechutz La'aretz. The Hetzer Rabbi Shimon says, I heard that you're allowed to take per shvi outside Eretz Yisrael to Syria. That's kibush of kibush yochid. So, seems to be that it wasn't as stringent as taking it out to England or anyway further than Syria. So Rav Shimon allowed it. Says he heard, Shamati Beferush Matzim in Syria. We'll soon see why. We'll soon see what we can derive from Rav Shimon's word that he allows it to go, even though Medin Tera, Syria is outside, Syria is outside the soil. So what's his heter? Anyway, that's the Mishnah. You're not allowed to take fruits from Eretz Yisrael. I know this is more about Basi, which generally again, no fruit should come out of Eretz Yisrael, but that's got to do with the difference between Chai and Nefesh, depending on what kinds of fruits. And that's people don't live in Esroigim. So, first let's deal with the issue of Esroigim, whether they have an issue of Shviz or not. That means when exactly the Kedusha Shviz fall on Esrog, whether there's a solution to pluck the Esroigim after Rosh Hashanah now. We are in the 8th year now, Moitzei Shviz. Maybe we should pluck the Esroigim now, and they won't be considered like Shviz Esroigim, because we pluck them now. So there's a famous Mishnah in Bikurim, which the Mishnah in Bikurim seems to hold. Em esrog yishove le'ilam begimal drachim, which is Ola, Netarevaya, and Shviz. It's compared to a tree. A tree, we've got a din that it goes basa chanota. When the fruit buds, according to some, when it gets to a certain size, before it's even fully ripe, that's called chanata. And it's compared to a tree in three drachim, and the Mishnah includes Shviz, meaning they won't help us to pluck the tree, the fruit of the tree now, and make it not Shviz, because it grew during Shviz. So as far as we are concerned, the fruits which we have today, even though they'll be plucked according to this Mishnah after Rosh Hashanah, they'll still be considered Shmita according to this Mishnah in Bikurim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shovel Eilem Echol Dovo, then the Tanakama holds that when it comes to Maiser, Rabbi Gamliel, sorry, holds that when it comes to Maiser, you go Basa Lekita. Lekita is at the time you pluck the tree off, the fruit of the tree. That's when you, Linian Maestras, that's what he said, what year of Maestras we're in after when we pluck the tree. But seems to be according to this Mishnah in Bikurim, as far as Shviz is concerned, once the tree, the fruit is grown, there's no solution. If it grew in Shviz, it's got Kedusha Shviz. And therefore, all the Dine Shviz, we imply all the Dine Shviz. However, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says as follows. Says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tanoihi. It's a machlokes tanoim. This Mishnah in Bikurim, it's not Likule Alma. There's a brayso which says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Avtulmus hei mishum chamisha zkenim. Avtulmus testified in the name of the chamisha zkenim, Esrog achar lekitoso lemaisa. ורבוסינו נימנו באושר ואומרו ואחר לכיתתו בין למעשר בין לשביץ. שביץ מן חשמי, חיסו למחסה באחי קטן. אצלוג אחר לכיתוסו למייסר, and אצלוג you follow the lekita when it comes to מייסר, ואחר חנותו לשביץ. But when it comes for שביץ, it's after when the tree buds. ורבוסינו נימנו באושר, אחר לכיתוסו בין למייסר בין לשביץ. So רבוסינו of אושר, got together, Nimnu Be'usha, they became the Roiv, and they decided that even whether it's Shmita or Maisa, you treat fruits and Esrog, Basa Lekitasa, by when you pluck it. According to this opinion in the Braisa, if you pluck it after Rosh Hashanah, we are fine, we've got no problem of Shmita. So it seems to be it's a Machlokes Tanoim with a fruit which grew during Shmita, and you're plucking it only after Rosh Hashanah, according to some Rosh Hashanah Lilonos, Rosh Hashanah and Linian Shviz will also be, that's a different discussion, but let's go according to the lenient opinion that our Rosh Hashanah is the time of also Linian Shviz. If you pluck it after Rosh Hashanah, Lechera, according to Rabbi Hussein Shebeusha, it won't have Kedusha Shviz. However, it doesn't help us much because the Rambam, it's machloket between the Rambam and the Raivid. The Raivid holds that we go Basa Chanotah when it comes to Shviz. If the fruit started growing during Shviz, like our Esrogim today, there's nothing we can do according to the Raivid. It's called Kedusha Shviz, and we have to deal with it the way we deal with fruits of Kedusha Shviz. According to the Rambam, it's a Sofik. Why we need this Rambam? If we talk about a Sofik, we can start messing around here a little bit. If it's a Sofik, nowadays, according to the Rambam, seems to be according to the Rambam. You know, there's a famous machloket for the Shviz. Nowadays, it's the Oraisa, the Rabbonon, or only a Minhag. Shviz, the Balamor holds the Shviz nowadays, is Minhag Chasidus. That means not mid Oraisa, nor mid the Rabbonon Shviz is Noe. I'm not coming to discourage any farmers, but that's what the Balamor holds. The Ramban holds the Shviz nowadays is the Oraisa. And the Rosh and the Ritva hold that Shviz nowadays is the Rabbonon. But if we go according to Rosh and the Ritva, and that seems to be the day of the Rambam, although some want to say according to Rambam is the Raisa as well, but most Achronim hold in the Rambam, that in the Rambam in Avkat Rochel quite clearly, in his Tshuvas, the Beis Yosef in Avkat Rochel wrote quite clearly, the Rambam holds the Shviz Bizman Azez the Rabbonon.
The Raisa, even if it's not right before?
Yeah. The Ramban. So, it's got to do with the Shemitah, with the Yovel is knowing or not.
So why is it the Hatzlocha should be, if it's the Araisa, you don't have that Hatzlocha.
We do.
We do. Chazal say it. We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we missed out on this. You know, we keep on the mitzvahs. Yeah? Toivim deidecha miyayin, it says. Toivim deidecha miyayin miyena shel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates the words of Chazal more than what you have miyena shel Torah. When we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we keep on keeping Shviz and Shmita, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring, and that's why we left Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, just bringing that idea that if Shviz bizman hazeh d'rabbanan, we've got a machlokes where the Gemara says Chanota kuntu Rambam it's a sofek and he's machmir le'inyan Shviz and he holds we have to treat the kedusha Shviz where they grew only during Shviz or whether you plucked it on Shviz, it's got kedusha Shviz. So I understand we have to go to Chumra. However, if Shviz bizman hazeh d'rabbanan, there's room to consider here other items. The reason why I'm bringing all this is because we have to deal further. What's the reason to this Mishnah that you can't bring a Sregi from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz? Well, what's the reason? So, the Gemara in Psochim, there's a Tesefta, which is brought down in the Gemara in Psochim. It says in the Pasuk, Be'artzecha, Tiyeh kol tevoata le'echol. You have to eat the fruits, which is biur, which is really getting exterminating the fruits and finishing them off. Be'artzecha seems to be that the reason why you can't take Peiros out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is because you have to do the biur. You have to get rid of the Peiros in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if you take them out of Eretz Yisrael, you're not doing it in the place of the biur. However, it's quite clear, the Gemara says, the Brisa says as follows, Peiros sheyotzu me'Eretz Yisrael l'Chutz La'aretz, fruits which did come out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. The Brisa doesn't explain how it came out, but it was taken out. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar the Tana Kama holds, which is Rabbi, Tana Kama will hold, mitba'arim bechol makom shehem. You can do the biur wherever you are. You took them to England, get rid of it in England, no problem. Treat them in kedusha shviz, get rid of it in England. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, yachzeu limkoimam v'izbaru. Take them back to Eretz Yisrael, the fruits, and do the biur over there, because it says in the pasuk be'artzecha. The Gemara brings a interesting story. The Gemara Psachim brings an interesting story. It says Rav Safra, Nofak Meretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. He left from Meretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and he had in his hands, not a Sregim, he had a barrel of wine. A jug of wine. Garba de Chamra. He took this jug of wine, which was Shviz, Shmito, and Rav Huna and Rav Kahana were accompanying him. As he was going out, he left Eretz Yisrael, he turns around to them, does anyone know what the halacha is in regards of taking this barrel? Do I have to take it back to Eretz Yisrael to do biur? Or I can finish it here? I can do the biur in Chutz La'aretz. So, Rav Kahana said what he said. Then came Rav Avohu and said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Halacha is you don't have to take them back to Eretz Yisrael. You can take the barrel and finish it in Chutz La'aretz. So Rav Safra turns around and says, you know what, Rav Avohu, when he used to learn from his Rebbe, he used to always, Rashi says, he used to ask him twice, Nekotai klala biyadcha. Rav Huna, aloha is like Rav Huna, sorry, the dayak vegama shmaitza mipume de rabbe. You know what? He was more particular, Rav Huna, Brady Ravika, who said that Rav Avohu said that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He was more particular to listen. He used to always ask his Rebbe to repeat twice the halacha, and only then he would move on. So therefore, if he said that halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, then we can rely on it, and that's what we hold. That's what Rav Safra holds. So you don't have to take the fruits back in the Rambam Paskans like that as well. The question is, what's the reason why lechatchila you can't take the fruits out of Eretz Yisrael? What's the reason? So the Rash, which is the Mefarash of Shimshon, the Mefarash in the Mishnayas, and also about the Nura holds, that the reason seems to be because of the Pasuk of Be'artzecha that the biur has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. It seems to be, the Chazon Ish also says, it's only Yisod Rabbonon, yeah? Because otherwise, why would Rav Shimon and the Mishnah tell him that you can take it out to Surya, which is outside Eretz Yisrael? If there was an Yisod Oraisa, and it hasn't got Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Syria, then why would we be able to take it out? Why would Rav Shimon be making? So it seems to me the reason is that it's a derabbanan reason that a person should try and make the beer in Eretz Yisrael because of the Artzecha. The Orcha Shulchan, and it's also a raven that found in Teres Koyanim, says a different reason why you can't take pairs of shvis outside the Eretz Yisrael. Forget what you managed to buy here, which the not from people take out from Eretz Yisrael without asking any questions. If it's here, it's here. The question is now, estrogim are being handled by from people, whether they should take it out of Eretz Yisrael or not. It's a more serious question now. So, there's the Orach HaShulchan on Zroim, which says that the reason seems to be disagrees with the idea, because otherwise it should have been that the restriction should be only when time of Biur comes. If there's no time of Biur, according to the Rambam, seems to be never you can take Perish Shvi'is out. Even before, well before Zman Biur, you can't take them out of Eretz Yisrael. So Orach HaShulchan concludes that the reason why you can't take fruits from Eretz Yisrael during Shvi'is outside Eretz Yisrael, it's because, you know, in Chutz La'aretz, you've got different kinds of fruits which don't have Kedusha Shvi'is. So people might treat the payers of Shvi'is with no Kedusha if you bring them out of Eretz Yisrael. So for that precaution, Chazal took a precaution and said, you can't take out payers from Eretz Yisrael on Shvi'is, just in case you might not treat them with Kedusha Shvi'is. We can come to differentiation, they're not so common from Chutz La'aretz. So maybe perhaps you know to distinguish, and you know this, I'm going to keep Kedusha Shvi'is, but we can't say that. We don't have the power. Rambam, Lemais is no mechalek. He says, en moitzim. Doesn't differentiate between Paris and Paris. What's important for us to know is that there's a question agave esroigim, there's a zman biur. There's a time you have to finish off the fruits by. Because the Torah says, when the fruit is finished for the animal in the sode, then you are restricted from having fruit. You have to do biur. We'll get soon to the machloekes, what's considered beer. What exactly must they do? People who buy wine, or people who buy things which stay for a long time and Zman beer comes, what exactly should they do with it? We'll soon talk about the machloekes, Ramban and Rambam. But generally, has Esro got a time of beer, a time where it finishes off the tree? The Gemara says, what's one of the simonim of Esro? It stays on a tree from year to year. So there's no Zman beer. It doesn't finish in the Sode. It can stay from year to year. Good point, no? So the Sam Poiskim wanted the friendship because it's a stira. There seems to be a gemara that there is beer by Esroigim. On the other hand, we know that Esroig stays from year to year. So they wanted to differentiate between the regular Moroccan Esroigim, the Italian Esroigim, which don't stay on the tree from year to year, to the Yemenite Esroigim. The Yemenite Esroigim, you get different sizes because you can leave them on the tree through the winter. So they stay, the God knows that. So they want to say that Yemenite Esroigim don't have as man beer. However, the regular Esroigim which finish off on the tree and fall off before winter finishes, those have a Zman Biur. So therefore, if we say we're trying to bring Yemenite Esroigim from Eretz Yisrael, those don't have a Zman Biur. So what should the concern be about the Biur? Only according to Orach HaShulchan, you might mistreat it, but then we can start clearing with the Dvar Mitzvah. Perhaps we'll be allowed to. So that's the discussion in regards with the Esroigim have a Zman Biur or not. What the minig is today, they bring Oitza Beis Din. What's the idea of Oitza Beis Din Esregim? So there's a Tosefta which brings the idea that Beis Din go down to the Sode and distribute the fruits to each person. Don't make a business out of it. Yeah, it's a bit of Oitza Beis Din. Sometimes the prices are a bit strange. Yeah, for a simple Esreg, they charge 35 shekel. For a better one, 50 shekel. For a Mehuda one, 130. What? It takes them more work. They're not supposed to charge for the value of the same. Well, it's more harder to pluck off from the tree. And I say, Esrog, it's the same work. So really should be the same price. But I don't know. Say the Shem Lileo. Yeah, they must have reasons why they're pricing it differently. But Oitzer Beis Din. What's the issue of Oitzer Beis Din? They seem to understand, not like the way the Orach HaShulchan understands, the whole issue of taking it out of Eretz Yisrael is because of the biur. Because you have to exterminate, you have to get rid of it. Where in Eretz Yisrael? So if we go with that reason, which that's what Chazon Ish holds, then Oitzer Beis Din, there's many poiskim which hold that don't need biur. Once you've given it to Beis Din to handle it, you don't have to provide those fruits. What's the reason? Because they pass like the Ramban. The Ramban, according to the Ramban, biur means hefker. Biur means hefker. When the time of biur of that fruit comes, you have to be mafkir the fruits. Take them out of your home, hefker. 5 minutes later, if no one took it, take it back into your home. That's the biur according to the Ramban. That's what you're supposed to do. If that's the case, when you give it to Beis Din to deal with it, it's like you be mafkir it. It's finished. It's not under you. It's not. You don't own it anymore. You're not making any violence. So it doesn't need any hefker. It doesn't need any biur. So if that's the case, if there doesn't need biur, based on the reason that you can't take fruits out of Eretz Yisrael because of the issue of biur, you don't have a problem of biur. But the big problem with this is that we paskin, we asfan, paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring the Indian of Eretz based in at all, even though it's brought into his sefta. The Rambam holds, based on the Rambam, biur is not hefker. Biur is literally getting rid of the fruits, burning them. You have to burn the fruits at the time of biur. So according to him, it's insufficient. What will it help to give it to Beis Din? You still have to do biur to the fruits. Yeah, it's not going to help us. And they're still right. So according to the Rambam, really, there'll be an issue to take out, al pi yotze Beis Din, to take out the fruits here because of the issue of the Russian. And this will explain that the reason why you can't take fruits from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is because of the Indian of biur, that you have to be mevaret in Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Rambam, it still requires biur even though you do Eitz Beis Din. Why the Rambam doesn't bring the Indian of Eitz Beis Din? They've discussed it in length, but it seems to be it's based on this argument in the Ramban and the Rambam, what the definition of biur is. Yeah, even like the Rambam agrees that Beis Din can go into the field of someone and prevent. Nowadays they rely on Eitz Beis Din because they don't want people coming into the fields. By the way, there's a big nafkamina, yeah, where in Eretz Yisrael, people can actually go to other people's fields and pluck off the Sroigim, when they go Basar Chanoto and Lekita, when they've got Kedusha Shvi, now even after Rosh Hashanah. But the Indian of Oitzah Beis Din is questionable. However, I've seen in the market today quite a lot of Oitzah Beis Din and Sroigim here in England. So once they've come to England, then God know, we don't have to abstain from buying those Sroigim. They've been bought to England, especially those who pass like the Ramban. Chazonish seems to be gone like that opinion. So there isn't that problem of taking out the Sroigim. Now, I would have advised, I know it sounds a bit of a, I'm not coming with the Het Mechira idea, Chas V'Sholom, yeah? The Het Mechira is really a wish-wash Mechira, the way they do it. But if we talk about Pardesim, which are for frumer people, of people who keep Shvi'is properly, perhaps we can rely that they should do a Mechira to the Goyim, but before Shvi'is. L'Ravcha de Milta. Yeah? Only to solve this problem of the Esregim, I'll tell you why. We rely on Mechira when it comes to Mechira's Chometz, no? We rely on Mechira, the Gemara says, Beishamai, Akuntu Beishamai, Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa. On Shabbos, you can't let your Kelim, even if the Goy is using your Kelim. You have to stop him, because your Kelim have to rest on Shabbos as well. Allah is not like that, Baruch Hashem. But the Gemara asks, if that's the case, how can you cook chulent on Shabbos? The pot is doing a melacha for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Afkure Mavkerlu. So Beishamai, those who hold like Beishamai used to be Mavke, the Kelim, before Shabbos. How much you need for Hefke? Can you do Beinu Benatma? We rely on this Hefke by a Behema, Shulchan Aruch brings. If you give a Behema to a Goy and you warn him not to work, and you see him working on Shabbos, you can be Mavke. So I say, Le'inian, if to eat Chulent on Shabbos, we can be Mavke, rely on such a Kula, yeah, and all that it shouldn't be ours. So I think to be Mekayim, a Mitzvah Behidr of a Soigim, perhaps we should rely, if it's done by people who Yerah Shamayim, to do the Mechira, Kedas V'Chadin, to rely, to be able to take just the Esroigim out of Eretz Yisrael, Beshofi, without any problems, because based on the Beis Yosef's idea that Yesh Kinyan Begoy, Leafkiyam Kedusha Shviis, not like the Chazonish and the Mabit, yeah? So therefore, it will give us another sniff. This sniff, and also the fact that it's Sofek, whether you go Basa Lekita or Basa Chanota, so if they pluck him off the Rosh Hashanah, perhaps it'll be a Kula. And also with the idea that an Esrog, a Yemenat Esrog, might not have an issue of Biur. And based on Shvi'is, Bizman HaZed Rabbanon, together with all of that, perhaps the Mechira will be effective in our situation. Perhaps.
You send the Esrog back?
Yeah, because you're holding it's a Beis Din. Why do you have to say you send it back? Because of what?
Because
to do the Biur, but there's no Biur. It's a Beis Din. Take them back to the soil in order to very good. Mekayim at least to be balaloches. You don't have to take them back because Rambam paskens like Tanakama in the Tesefta that if you took out fruits from the soil, whether it's by mistake. By the way, Rav Safra, they took out a barrel of wine. There's a question of Tosfos whether he did it deliberately or he did it by mistake. Yeah, Tosfos has two versions. There's a way they took it deliberately, and you're allowed to take peiros for achila Or I couldn't some others for schoira. You're allowed to take out. Chazrish says it can't be schoira. Well, others can eat it, and you can't take out. So he says even lechila can double mut. You can take out to chutz laaretz. And another Tosfos answers it was b'shoigeg. And he said, look at the gifts. The Gemara is heavy biyade. He didn't realize he had in his hands galva de chalma, barrel of wine. However, if that's the case, you did take it out. You don't have to take it back into the soul to do the biur. You can do the biur here in England. So, anyway, this is all, how do you say, the shampilpul. But each one has to ask his own Moir Tzedek what to do and how to get it. And we should climb the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, Kedas Uchadim, bring the Gula.